You know when you like someone? Like someone? Like, I might like you when or I might love you when I know what you're like and what you like and why you like me too. There's a lot that could happen when that IK turns to OV, and the ways I've loved before have made me nervous to repeat. See, I have loved like a newsroom editor, snipping and clipping myself down to the wire, cynical and sensational. I have bold-faced what never should have been repeated and shelved the rest into captions that never quite fit the bigger picture. I have loved like helium, silly and noble, tying myself two octaves too tight to be taken seriously. Loved like you didn't even know you were being loved until your feet hit the ground, until gravity sucked your bottom lip blue. I'd never do that to you. That love leaves no trace of where it's been. I mean, to be forgotten. I have loved like it's my job. Like a punch in, punch out, smiles and services contracted for tips and holiday benefits, secretly staring at every help wanted sign down the main drag. I have stolen from my workplace and done sloppy accounting. I am not proud of this. If you want referrals, I have one. He will not expect your call, but he might remember why. I have loved like whatever. I have loved like whoever, like, whoever wanted this flushed face and this desperation and this can of ringworms, whoever wanted me to bore into their gut with abandon, and I loved like fever, and it was over soon. I have loved like, why not? That's probably the hardest one. I have loved like an ashtray, a receptacle for gray matter, half promises and contempt that stack sedimentary. I was littered with snuffed out flames. That love leaves a sour taste and a stain. I have loved like a carpet stain, like, whoops, how are we gonna get that shit out? I have loved like venom, like I would have killed for you, and I know how to kill you with one touch of words that rage through your system in seconds. That might have been the truest, because you knew how to paralyze me with a prick, a syringe thick with the worst of myself. You knew where my veins popped best, and I took it. I squeezed my fist and I took it, I'll take it. I have loved like shoplifting a prom dress. It was wrong, but I felt beautiful. I have loved like citric acid. I have loved like cracked knuckles. I have loved like a whalebone corset, ribs against ribs. I have loved like comic strips nobody laughs at. I have loved like static on fast forward. I have loved like drugstore valentines. I have loved like a traffic helicopter. I have loved like a traffic I have loved like a traffic helicopter. I have loved like a hostage negotiator. I have loved like, I have loved like, I have always loved like I've been told or tried to kind of like, you know, qualified. Hardwired with hesitancy, kind of like how us girls were trained to always talk in similes, like, instead of saying what we mean. Like, when I say I don't know, I usually know it. Like, when I say I don't know, I usually mean I know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about, right? And when I say sorry, I usually mean listen. And when I say nothing, I mean like say nothing. It always means that I'm too anxious to articulate the everything that I wake up to each morning. And each like is a degree distance from what's boiling underneath until all I spout is tired, lukewarm speech. When I love next, I will let the heat out. I will not reference magazines, television lips, or prescription dreams. I won't sleep through this next one. I will love black tea, strong and hot, cast iron strung into fine thread. I will love woven and warm and strong. Yes, I will love awake. I'll kiss the everything that drools onto my pillow and let it hold me for a while. So when I speak, don't mind the steam. I'm just letting myself love how I mean. Yeah.